Well, it started back when Hardee's closed in our parking lot. We decided to take a little bit of an advantage on weekends, and we started with the charcoal grill, and obviously it's blown into a lot of different grills since then. But we were doing it for the store, and then I just ran out of time, and we brought in a few of the local nonprofits to see if they wanted to raise some cash, and it just kind of exploded from there to almost every weekend in the year that we could do it with the weather, and we've ended up throwing in a few Fridays and Sundays, and it really grown and raised a lot of cash for local nonprofits.
And the number you have just surpassed is $200,000. That's a pretty impressive number. Do you want to just kind of react to that? Is that surprising to you, I guess? Maybe is a better question.
Yeah, it was. It's something we never thought we'd ever achieve. I mean, first of all, if you hit 10,000, that was a great number, and then 50,000, and it just kept on going. But when we first started, we would sell them for $3, and they were basically making about $1.50 every time they sold a chop. But during the pandemic, we had to go to $4 because of the way pork had rose. But since then, it's dropped back down. But we've kept it at $4, which just means that now they're making more money for every chop they're selling, and it's growing faster than it had before. But I mean, the turnout every weekend from all of the folks that come out and eat the pork chops and put in extra donations is fantastic to see.